Now, the United States is planning to deploy more troops to Afghanistan as part of President Donald Trump's new strategy in the war-torn country. Now, the Defense Secretary, James Mattis, revealed that over 3,000 additional troops would be deployed to Afghanistan. He said that most of the extra troops were already en route or had been notified of their deployment. The announcement comes just weeks after President Trump pledged to beef up forces in Afghanistan. In August, the U.S. Defense Secretary also announced that he had signed orders to send additional troops, but did not specify the size. The extra deployment would bring the total number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan to more than 14,000. Joining us via Skype from Washington is Michael Maloof. He's a former Pentagon official. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Maloof. Now, first of all, do you think this is a prudent course of action, beefing up military presence in Afghanistan?
No, I don't think so. I believe that the use of troops, as we've seen in the past, and in increasing them, at one point they were up to 100,000, didn't work. And sending a few more thousand just isn't going to work either. At the time of 2001, when we defeated the Taliban, it was done with approximately 10,000 troops. However, Taliban was not that prevalent in Afghanistan at that time, but today they occupy more than half the country, and so it's going to be just sending in these few troops is not going to work. A military solution in this circumstance is not going to work.
Right, but then why are we seeing James Mattis then push for this?
It's the neocons that are continuing to push this agenda. As I said, Taliban was defeated in 2001, and then the United States helped establish a new government there, and then basically forgot about Afghanistan, focusing its attention instead on Iraq when it invaded in 2003. And then now today, we're seeing something much, much worse in terms of a military confrontation. And as I said, it's not going to be a military solution. It's going to have to be a negotiated type of arrangement in which the countries in the region, like Russia, China, Iran, India, even Pakistan, need to come together and figure out a course of future course for Afghanistan in concert with that existing government there. It's in their neighborhood, and I think that they need to take responsibility. The United States certainly may ultimately want to keep pushing there because it sees the possibility of creating a base and possibly trying to continue its influence in that region, contrary to the desires of the countries in that region.
Okay, that's Michael Maloof, former Pentagon official, joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Maloof, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.
Thanks, Mark.